Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards. Upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now. So nice and comfortable. Just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards. Upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to remember something. I want you to remember yourself in a highly aroused state. I want you to remember what that's like, perhaps how you got there. And then imagine the situation of getting there and not being able to orgasm. That's right. Imagine you've been brought to a state where you are highly aroused, but completely unable to achieve orgasm. You see, you're going to find that that's going to happen to you very soon. We're going to stick a little phrase into your mind, and you're going to find that whenever you hear it, you may arouse yourself as much as you wish. You may be aroused by others as much as you wish. But that little edge, that little moment between wanting to come and being able to, will seemingly be denied from your mind. You just simply won't be able to get there. You won't be able to push yourself over that edge. You'll only achieve it. You won't go over it. You'll be completely and utterly denied the pleasure of orgasm. After all, it's orgasm denial time. And that is the phrase. The phrase you're going to find hidden deep in the depths of your mind, down in your subconscious. Whenever someone says that, even yourself, you'll find that no matter how much pleasure you experience, no matter how close you get to that edge, you just simply can't push yourself over it. You'll edge, and you'll edge, and you'll edge, and it'll seem to stretch on into infinity with no hope of release. After all, it's orgasm denial time, and that means, very simply, that you can't come, that you can't bring your body to that point, that no matter how much pleasure you feel, no matter how much stimulation you get, you simply cannot bring your body over that edge. If you find yourself getting too close to that edge, your mind will start flitting to things that distract you, things that are completely non-sexual, things that ruin the edge, things that will bring you down, perhaps experiences you've had where you were distracted from being over the edge, or perhaps just simply silly little random thoughts that keep you from getting there, that seem to lock into your mind so that you just simply are suddenly distracted from getting over that edge. You're going to find that you simply cannot come once you've heard it's orgasm denial time. The words leading you to that place, making it impossible for you to come, your subconscious mind doing everything it can to make it as impossible as it can. And you chose to allow this to happen to yourself. You chose to allow this trigger to be set in your mind, which means on some level, you wanted this to happen. You invited these thoughts into your own mind. And now you're finding that those thoughts are there. That they're there from now on. That you may even find yourself listening to the file over and over again until those thoughts cannot be escaped. Until every time you hear it's orgasm denial time, it simply becomes impossible for you to achieve release, for you to achieve orgasm. That is simply how it's going to work. And you yourself are going to accept it. Now, once you've heard these words, you're going to be stuck like this until someone says, orgasm denial time is over, at which point in time you will once again be able to orgasm. If for some reason you chose to set this yourself and you want to force yourself into chastity or a lack of orgasms at least for a period of time, then if you had a period of time in mind, then that is how long it will be before you can be released from orgasm denial time. The longest amount of time your mind will accept is 1 week. That is the longest you can be trapped this way by yourself or anyone else. At the end of that period of time, you'll actually hear in your own mind, orgasm denial time is over, and you'll know that you're able to come once again. Otherwise, you can be reverted just by simply saying that phrase or having someone else say it. That is simply how it works. You chose to accept these rules. You chose to embrace them. You chose to let them into your mind, to allow yourself to be denied in this fashion. And therefore, you will be. You'll be completely unable to orgasm during orgasm denial time. That is how it works. It can be ended at any time, unless, of course, you set a duration yourself, in which case you cannot be released until that period of time is over. It's really very simple. There's nothing to it. It's orgasm denial time, and you can't come until it's over. Those are the rules. The rules you yourself accepted. Go ahead. Imagine being brought to that edge of arousal, where it's almost painful not to come, and suddenly find your mind flitting away, thinking about something, thinking about children, taxes, commercial you saw, anything that just completely distracts you, that completely keeps you from getting over that edge. Imagine that happening, because that is exactly the kind of thing that's going to happen to you. You will be trapped in a state where you simply cannot come, and it will last until orgasm denial time is over, at which point you'll be able to come whenever and however you want. These are simply the rules you accepted when you began listening to this file. And now, you're going to lock them into your mind, making them a part of yourself, listening over and over again if you need to, until these rules work each and every time, until every time you hear it, you know it's orgasm denial time, and there is no way out until you're released. And then, once you hear orgasm denial time is over, then and only then will you be able to find orgasm. That is how it works. and how it is going to work from now on. And now, it's time. Time for you to wake back up. You'll awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed, and awake. And I hope you enjoy. And I hope you know orgasm denial time is over.